Hey, it's Arrow with The Daily Mess, a chronological walkthrough in everyday world. I'm a daily writer. I document life and all that comes after. Although I always talk about being mindfully present in the now, I have to step back to the pages once stained by the nibs of my writing instruments. See, I believe there's something there. We don't just experience life. We're supposed to be taking notes for a future that's hit us so hard that many of us have become numb. This is The Daily Mess. Today, I thought we would go back to November 6th, the year 2001, a piece titled, He Was. Ooh, have we been there before? He was. You say it. Like, I was. You were what? He was. What? He was there, over here? I was. See, when you put that word was in there, man, that just totally messes up the entire picture. I think it does. Because all of a sudden, it throws you back to a past that you can't change it, but damn if we don't try to rewrite it so that people will accept us at work or just accept us inside our family. I was. What? See, you got to follow it with a question. You know, it's one of those things that puts the pressure on your mind, body, and soul, because whatever your answer is, now the pressure's on. You got to live up to it. He was. That's the title. Now, here's what's going to freak you out. It's not the typical paragraph this time around. No, on that day, November 6, 2001, he was very limited with words, obviously. This was it. I personally live in so much fear, life itself steals. Wow. Keep in mind, this is November 6th, 2001. We're nearing the second month after September 11th, 2001. Yeah, 9/11. I personally live in so much fear, life itself steals. You think I was the only one that was living in fear back then? Uh-uh. I think the world was in so much question that fear was knocking on every one of our hearts. Maybe not every day, but man, when you were watching the 5 o'clock news, or you were listening to some talk show that was trying to figure it out before the government could or anybody else, we were all in fear, and people played by our fears. Man, they knew that we needed security and we needed comfort and we needed things that we had never asked for before. But you admit, on paper, I personally live in so much fear. He was. You see the title? He was in so much fear. How did he get away from fear? Well, first of all, fear is just, I call it the awareness maker. If you're feeling fear, become aware of what is inviting the fear. Now, place yourself in the present and sit there and go, what can I do right now to help relieve myself of this fear? Now, did 9/11 send me toward God? No. Mm-mm. It didn't. I'm just being honest with you, man. I mean, I've always had God in my life, but it didn't put my butt in the seats at a church. It didn't. And I don't know why. I don't know why. And you know, if you go back through all of my daily writing, the answer is probably there. But this is from my book, Another 1,021 Thoughts. And you can't put all the words in this place. Otherwise, you'd never get past page 10 because there's just so much junk that was just flowing through me. He was. I personally live in so much fear, life itself steals. Life was delivering a lot of dark stuff in 2001 as that year was starting to wrap up. We couldn't run fast enough to 2002 because, man, we needed to break free of what was happening around each and every one of us. And what was it like for you to go to school, to go to work, to go into those places where you really didn't know who the people were around you? I mean, you worked with them, you all got along, but what happened? So I want you to put your image in that, all right? I was. What was it like for you after September 11th? No, not on the day, after. I was. That's a great starting point, to pick up a journal and write a note to your grandchild, or write a note to your child who was recently born and say, hey, there's something you need to know. I was. I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.